So you buy fresh meat and you take it home. Within a day or two, you notice it's not looking or maybe smelling so good. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Now, Alec, you say you wouldn't demand your money back, not if you're living in the first century.
John, if you turn back the clock 2,000 years, you wouldn't be shocked to see decay. Meat is doing what meat does without a preservative.
And that's the context for one of the Bible's most powerful lessons on cultural engagement.
In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Those who choose to follow him are the salt of the earth." At that time, salt was used to preserve meat, to keep it from rotting. It interacted with the meat. It stood in the way of decay. Jesus was drawing a parallel with the world. So when we look at the culture and see moral decay, we shouldn't be surprised. Culture's doing what culture does.
Yeah, all of that without a preservative.
Absolutely. Christians are to be that preservative. We are to interact with the culture. We're to stand up for truth. We're to stand in the way of decay. The trouble is that a Christian influence is missing today in schools, public institutions, in the media. As a result, we shouldn't be shocked to see decay because culture is doing what culture does.
So how do we respond to a culture that's in a bad way?
Well, we don't expect those who don't know Jesus to live like Jesus. Then we need to care enough to come alongside. We need to rub shoulders, sharing the truth with love and gentleness and respect. Remember, it's often said that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
That's Alec McClellan, Christian apologist affiliated with Ravi Zacharias and Josh McDowell, who travels around the globe teaching on the issue of Christian apologetics. Learn more at the website reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org.